God help you all.
And that didn't work either. No one's listening, so give me a second. I want no one's tuned back in yet. Just give me a second.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
All right, we're back. We got listeners. The stream is back. Sorry, thunderstorms going through. I have a tornado warning, so hopefully we're all good. But we do have listeners, and we are live. So,
all right,
knock yourself out.
Well, I think we didn't. We knocked them out. But
we knocked everybody
back.
Out. But they're back.
They're coming
thank
back.
Thank you for coming.
Slowly
back.
But surely. Yes, but this is you. Why we have a podcast, people. You won't miss one moment of brilliance.
Well, unless the internet goes down, you'll miss it all. So,
all right,
well, be no podcast.
I'll stand corrected.
If all of a sudden we disappear, folks, just pray that I didn't get us, swept up in a tornado because it is nasty out there right now.
All right. Well, welcome to Off the Hook Radio for July 13th,
2021.
We are your violating community standards all stars. Off the Hook Radio. That's what we do. Going on 11 years. August is going to be 11 years.
Yeah, but I haven't violated any community standards lately. Have you?
I haven't gotten suspended for like 2 months now. I need to step up my game, I guess.
Yeah, me too. I even was busted Mark Zuckerberg's ass when he was on that stupid little boat of his. And even I had like four people commented, oh, you're going to get banned. You're going to get banned. He never did.
Yeah. Am I the only one who never got banned on Facebook?
No, well, you're a goody two-shoes. Actually, they know you're a Goomba. They're afraid to mess with you.
You've never been in Facebook jail?
No.
Oh,
I never got my badge.
We need to teach you something.
I've got badges for you. If you get suspended, I've got your Facebook inmate badge. I will proudly put on your page, Facebook prison inmate, hardcore veteran.
I don't need no stinking badges.
Oh. All right. Well, what we need is a stinking president.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Yeah, well, I think all these idiots are realizing that, this thing is such a scam. I mean, when do you protest the most? When you're lying and you're getting caught. They're going nuts. Twiddledum was supposed to be in Philly today, and he was. I saw some of the speech. It just, I tried to stay calm, but he just lied his ass off, provably. And that's not me just being a partisan. If the dickhead does anything right, I'll tell you. But the federal government's pulling out all stops to fight the new PA Senate-ordered ballot audit. And we got a little clip that from Biden bitching about this today, right?
Yeah, we do. Here we go.
A little hyper.
Election officials, the entire electoral system, withstood unrelenting political attacks. Physical threats, intimidation, and pressure. They did so with unyielding courage and faith in our democracy. With recount after recount after recount, court case after court case, the 2020 election was the most scrutinized election ever in American history. Challenge after challenge brought to local, state, election officials, state legislatures, state and federal courts, even to the United States Supreme Court, not once, but twice. More than 80 judges.
That's enough. That I think thou doth protest too much. They get louder. You ever notice he's not doing the whispering now? He's really loud. They always get loud when they're lying. They recounted, we're told, over and over. Biden wins every recount. You're all just conspiracy theorists. You're domestic terrorists. You're probably white supremacists, too. There was physical intimidation. Yeah, the physical intimidation was of all the Republican observers in Wisconsin, Michigan, Philadelphia. Where else? Where was the other state they really cheated in bad? Georgia.
All of them.
In Atlanta. They just didn't allow observers. They broke the law by not allowing observers. Every single one. Hell, they put white cardboard up in Philadelphia, so they could, even after they threw them out, they couldn't look through the windows. So yeah, we're just conspiracy theorists. Fuck you. Look, let me do this again. I'm going to explain this to people because
and listen, because this is good news right here. This is good information.
A recount is not an audit. So I'm going to explain this to the brainwashed among us once again. If I have 20 oranges and we recount them, there's still going to be 20 oranges. If we do an audit, we may well find that 4 of those oranges are ceramic, 2 are plastic, and 5 of them are small grapefruits painted orange. So then we only actually have 9 real oranges. This is how the vote from November will be judged, by audits. With the activity in Pennsylvania today, all the protestations of the sippy cup in chief, I got a feeling the Arizona and Georgia audits aren't going very well for big tech and their figurehead president. I mean, face it, you know, here's a quote he had today. In America, if you lose, you accept the results. You follow the Constitution. You try again. You don't call facts fake and then try to bring down the American experiment just because you're unhappy. That's not statesmanship. That's selfishness. Well, that's a pretty good argument if you're a left-wing whack job who's covering up the fact that this election was not on the up and up. There's no friggin' way it was. Well, I've got the math.
But they were they're hypocrites because what happened when they lost to Trump? All they did is try to impeach him. So,
Fatso down in Georgia still thinks she got elected governor. And Hillary's still bitching about 16. You know, they accuse the Republicans of exactly what they do.
Mm-hmm. That's
the Alinsky method. They're very good at it. The media is in on it and big tech is in on it, and that's fine. But I will just say this about Sippy Cup's speech today. It was the most irresponsible presidential speech in my lifetime. He talked about Jim Crow, about this is the biggest thing since Civil War. In case you forgot Dementia Boy, and he probably did, they were both Democratic causes. There were no Republicans in Jim Crow. There were no Republicans down in South Carolina that wanted to keep their slaves. You know, fuck you. Okay. America is not that stupid. And I think they're getting really, really desperate now because they're finding out that even the people on their side realize what bullshit this is. You know, we got an article here that I linked for you guys. The White House announcing this Joe Biden trip to Philadelphia to fight the Pennsylvania Senate audit of election results. The election corruption must be maintained at all costs. That's the name of the article. The stakes are just too high to allow the Senate of Pennsylvania to conduct an actual election audit. All prior corrupt activity must be protected and maintained. As a direct result, the White House is announcing the people behind Joe Biden, yeah, because it ain't him, he can't think that far, are immediately dispatching federal resources to Philadelphia to begin the war against Pennsylvania voters. That's what it is. It's a war. The Obama regime officials cannot permit the state of Pennsylvania to challenge or expose the scale of the fraud executed in Philadelphia. They will manipulate every narrative needed, instruct every corporate media ally, call out every labor union, community activist group, pre-position Antifa, trigger every big tech mechanism, activate the Department of Justice, the FBI, Homeland Security, and even the military if that's needed to quell a rebellion. The motive for this visit is directly a result of Pennsylvania's state senator and chairman of the PA Intergovernmental Operations Committee, Doug Mastriano, who I've met, announcing the intent of the PA Legislative Committee to conduct a forensic audit. That's the one where you look to see if the oranges are real. Right? Now, I am from Pennsylvania, so I can speak to Pennsylvania a little bit. I was involved in politics there. I knew a lot of these people. I was a lobbyist for my industry, but then after we sold the company and I semi-retired, I did a job for the state of Pennsylvania where I put together their homeless reporting system. So we knew how many beds were available all over the state. It was never computerized. There was never a program that all the providers could use. And they gave me a couple of computer geniuses to do all the coding crap. And I put together the outlines and how it's going to work and wrote the pamphlet and all this bullshit. And then I went around the state and showed everybody how it worked. So I met every friggin' politician in the state practically. But most people in Pennsylvania know Philly's corrupt and it cheats like hell. Most people there realize that Lurch, you know, John Kerry, didn't really beat Bush in 2004. There were a ton of precincts that tallied over 100% of registered voters in Philly. Bush was way ahead when we went to sleep, like 150 or 120,000. You can look it up. Don't say I'm lying. I'm just admitting I don't remember the exact number, but it was a decent amount. But somehow by morning, he'd lost. But since Bush easily won re-election, nobody followed up on it. Well, let me just repoint this out to those of you who forget. Trump was 800,000 votes ahead, and they stopped the count. And 8 hours later, Fraudenstein squeaked it out by 20-some thousand votes. There's a lot of things wrong in the United States today. But if we can't have free, fair, and honest elections, we aren't a democracy anymore. There's only one reason to oppose audits and voter ID. You cheat. And then you know you cheat. And you don't want it easy to prove you cheated. All the rest from the left, including the media, is smoke. And as my friend Greg Gutfeld likes to say at the end of his openings, period. That cracks me up when he does it. This crap. Did you see these Texas assholes? Oh, the voter suppression law. It's going to stop people from voting in Texas. Democrats, you never win Texas anyway. Last time you won was that old lady with the silver hair.
Oh, but how about all the
5 years ago?
How about all the Texas Democrats that flew the coop today?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You saw that, right?
Yeah, I mean, and then they're on the plane taking selfies.
They denied a quorum. Oh yeah, by the way, those three planes that they flew to D.C. in were paid for by an Arab oil billionaire, who is a good friend of Hillary.
And how is that not illegal?
I don't know.
That somehow, somewhere down the line, that's got to
be. It's illegal that they left.
Well, yeah, but especially in a plane.
They're sitting legislators, and the legislature was in session. They are required to be there unless they are excused. They are not excused.
No, not at all. They just got on a plane and headed out.
But here's the communist suppression law that's going to disenfranchise blacks and minorities in Texas. All right. They have 17 days of early voting in Texas. Now there's something I don't like. Early voting is like, you know, it should be like 3 or 4 days. That's enough. 17 days of early voting. And then the law added an hour to make it a minimum of 9 hours a day. It can be more. But it has to be a minimum of 9 hours a day. So if you open up at 8 a.m., you can't close before 5. Okay, most places are open 8 to 8 or 8 to 7, something like that. And ID is now required on mail-in ballots. Oh, that's the part that must be racist. Because, you know, there's no Kinko's in rural Texas, according to our vice president, Mrs. Emhoff. You heard that this week?
No.
Yeah, she was in an interview and she's saying, "Well, these voter ID laws are hard." She didn't want to keep harping on blacks because that's what they've been doing. They've been calling black Americans stupid. Like, you know, we played a clip. That guy did interviews with people in Harlem, asking them if they knew where DMV was. Of course, they knew where it was. Do they know where to vote? Of course, they know where to vote. Do you have ID? Of course, we have ID. What are you asking these stupid questions for? It's because the administration was saying, well, you know, would Biden say, you know, black people, really, you know, a lot of them don't know how to use the internet. And then all my black friends made memes about, you know, how stupid they were. I've got a female friend who's young. She's in her 20s. I think she just moved. I think she moved to New Mexico. But she makes a lot of little videos like you see on TikTok all the time, Slim.
Yeah.
She made a little video of her like crawling around the floor looking stupid, banging on the computer trying to figure out how to work. It was hysterical. But I mean, you know, this is racist. Oh, it's racist what they're doing. No, the Georgia law was upheld. The Texas law mimics the Georgia law. You know, voter ID is a 70 to 80% issue, which means Democrats and minorities are for it as well. Over 60% of voting African Americans are in favor of voter ID. They know they're not stupid. You know, they want to vote Democrat. And, you know, we might think that's stupid, but that's their decision. And they make a free and conscious decision who to vote for. Don't be telling me these people can't come up with an ID. They want an ID. They, you know, a lot of them are sitting there going, did he really fucking win? You know,
What bothers me is, you know, we need an ID to drive. We need an ID to buy cigarettes. We need an ID to buy alcohol.
But they need an ID to get on those damn planes to go to D.C.
We need an ID to get on an airplane. We need an ID to do everything, lots of things. I mean, right now, a lot of places, you know, you used to have to show your ID and your vaccine card. I mean, why is it such a big deal that but you nailed it earlier. It's because they cheat. And if they require the ID, then they can't cheat.
It makes it a lot harder. I mean, come on. The only reason this scam even was able to go through was because of COVID and all these pussy-ass states doing mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots is the easiest way to cheat. The thing about Philadelphia was there was hundreds of thousands of so-called mail-in ballots that weren't folded. Just this big, beautiful pile of plain white sheets of paper, uncreased, all for Biden.
There's a conspiracy bot.
You know, if you mail in a ballot, you kind of have to fold it, stick it in the fucking envelope.
Yeah, you do. But, you know, here's a thought. Is there a chance? Is there a possibility that, you know, COVID happened so that they could do this with the
COVID happened because Trump had the Chinese by the balls.
Yeah.
No president has stood up to China at all.
And our current one definitely isn't.
Oh, hell, they own him. You know, and matter of fact, I've said this before, but not for a while, and I'll mention it again. It's not in my notes, guys. Just bear with me. Judicial Watch. Okay, it's an organization. I get their paper. You give them a little donation. You get their monthly.
I get it, too.
Okay. Judicial Watch does more work on behalf of the American people than anybody. Because the media has totally abdicated their role. They just don't even try anymore. And Judicial Watch does a good job of going after this crap, voter fraud, and all these other things that are out there, the Hillary situation. Remember when the IRS was after conservative groups under Obama? Judicial Watch was all over them for that.
Yeah. I remember that.
Judicial Watch has a ballot on their website. Or a ballot, a petition, I should say, for a full investigation of the Biden money flow. It's got 308,000 signatures as of yesterday.
But that doesn't mean anything, I don't think, does it? Just because there was a petition to have, you know, Newsom leave office. That didn't go anywhere.
I mean, oh yeah, it is. He's up for recall. And you know, it was funny too. You mentioned him because that was another thing I skipped in the storyboard today. But Newsom was so cocky about this recall thing that he didn't file to run by the deadline. So the judge ruled today he cannot have the D after his name for Democrat. He just has to go on. The ballot is Gavin Newsom with nothing, no affiliation. Now, you think that doesn't scare the shit out of him? Because these people just vote for the letter behind their name. They don't know who the fuck he is. I think Newsom's gone.
Oh, I don't think he's coming back.
A lot of people say he'll survive it. He'll survive it. There's been three or four governor recalls in the United States in history. Look it up. Maybe there's five, but ballpark it. But none of them have survived. None.
Has Newsom recalled that the extra unemployment money right now for the COVID relief, the extra $300, or is he not? There's one Democratic state that recalled it. I don't think it was California, though.
Oh, hell no. He's facing recall.
That's,
He's not going to do anything.
And again, this is why I don't think Cuomo is ever going to take this $300 back for quite some time, because he's up for re-election next year. So
I love this. They've got a title. That's the one thing these Democrats do, is they stick together with their bullshit. You know, they call what Trump says and Trump supporters say about what the hell happened in November the big lie. Oh, it's been investigated, recounts and recounts and recounts. No, I explained what a recount is versus an audit. Why are you so scared of audits? Why did you go to Pennsylvania and have to take your medicine so that you could stay coherent to give a speech that was as divisive as any speech I've ever heard a president give? It was irresponsible. It was immature. It was lowbrow. It really was. And he didn't even steal it from anybody. His people wrote that for him. He didn't even plagiarize that bullshit.
Are they scrambling?
They're scrambling. I'm thinking the Arizona thing, which hasn't come out yet, but a lot of people are saying the Arizona number change is like so huge that the reason it hasn't come out yet is they're making sure every single I is dotted and T is crossed.
Oh.
And they announced yesterday that there's already enough illegal votes in Georgia to swing Georgia. But Pennsylvania is the big prize, because that's where they scammed in, you know, hundreds of thousands of votes. Now, Trump had an 800,000 vote lead. Would he have won by 800,000? No. But would he have won by 200,000 or 300,000? Hell yes. Okay. So how many 100,000 votes did they have to shove in to make him win Pennsylvania?
A lot.
A lot. A lot more than they had to put Kerry over the top.
A lot of graveyards they robbed.
Yeah. And, you know, the Supreme Court could have looked into this shit, and they passed on it because Roberts is a pussy. But quite frankly, there wasn't as much evidence then as there potentially could be very soon. Now, until this stuff comes out, I don't believe it. I'm hopeful that this bullshit can be proven. But I've posted this a number of times. I'll say it again because a lot of people haven't ever heard it. Okay. Now, when Obama won the White House the first time, he got 69,000 votes, or 69 million votes. He got less votes the second time. Almost all presidents get less votes the second time. Okay. Trump won with 61 million votes. His second thing, they give him credit for 74 million votes, a huge increase. Obama won the election with 873 counties and won 18 out of 19 bellwether counties. Trump won 2,497 counties and 18 out of 19 bellwethers. Oh, Biden, 477 counties. Just a little over half of what Obama won for 69 million votes. And he only won one out of 19 bellwether. And by bellwether, that's the ones where the prediction, where the way the election goes in that county predicts where the state goes. Okay. Obama won Florida, Ohio, and Iowa. Trump won Florida, Ohio, and Iowa. Biden is the first man ever supposedly elected to the presidency that lost all three. It's never happened before. And another thing that never happens is when you win the presidency, you lose House seats. Trump won House seats. Obama won House seats. Trump won House seats, and they say he lost the election. None of the math adds up. Now, I know, okay, conspiracy bullshit and everything. You're crazy, zip, blah, blah,
no,
blah.
No, but it's not a conspiracy. It's math.
I'm a math guy.
You're using math.
What do you think
you're
I do? I do math. I look at math, and the math does not add up on this shit. No. So anyway, Rick, you got anything to throw in on the vast right-wing conspiracy that we're trying to pull off that Trump really won?
I don't think it's a conspiracy at all. I mean, like you said, the numbers aren't adding up, and they're just afraid that this whole thing is going to swing. I mean, if they do prove that, you know, he won by X amount of votes, can that actually change the outcome?
Well, if Arizona comes through and Georgia comes through, people are going to start getting really fucking nervous. I mean, they're already nervous. Look, they're in Pennsylvania today. But Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia are the five states that it really looks funny. Nevada is another one. But Nevada, I think Nevada's run by a Democrat again. I don't know. But I don't expect anything to come out of Nevada.
You know, Rick, I don't think you were with us on the pre-show, but I did kind of ask Jeff the same question that you just asked.
I'm just fucking with you.
I know. I caught it after I realized
it's that, my I real it. Name.
I did it. I did. I realized it afterwards. I apologize. But I asked him the same thing. I mean, you know, if all of this stuff comes out and we find out, you know, there's all these, you know, bad audits and everything else, and the votes are fucked up and this and that and everything else, could they actually pull a moving van up to the White House, pack Joe Biden up, move his ass out, and put somebody else, you know, bring Trump or somebody else, you know, from the Republican side in as the president? And I have one family member that's, you know, he's a huge conspiracy theorist, and he says, absolutely, this is what's going to happen. They're going to drive a moving van up, Biden's out, Trump's in,
yeah,
you know, and I have another family member, both Republicans, you know, that says, no, there's Joe Biden, no matter what
happens, I have very Joe little Biden's, confidence it will.
Is the president will be the president for the remainder of his term. However,
the Supreme Court does not want to get into this.
It will change laws if the amount of fraud is found. There will be change to law so that this can't happen again. They've already
put the fix in Pennsylvania. The Pittsburgh county, which is run by all Democrats, and granted, it's not anywhere near the size of Philadelphia. But the Pittsburgh County has said, we will not participate. So they'll be able to go, well, yeah, you know, it looks close in Pennsylvania. It could have been, but you can't really prove it because you didn't check everything. Well, it's because you're preventing us from checking everything.
Well, can't that be forced? I mean,
if they get evidence in Philadelphia, that's enough. But we'll see. I don't have big hopes about this, not at all. But I'm telling you, when you look at how feeble and screwed up Biden is, and you look at how stupid and weird Mrs. Emhoff is, and the only alternative to them is Pelosi. No. I mean, come on. I mean, there's already a lot of rumors out there that all this crap about how inept Mrs. Emhoff is as vice president. Is coming actually from the Biden people, because they don't want her to get together with the cabinet members and invoke the 25th Amendment. They're trying to scare other Democrats off from Kamala. Well, no Democrats voted for Kamala. She pulled out of the damn race before they even had vote one.
Well,
nobody likes her.
You're saying that this can change a lot of laws. Now, if this is proven, do you see any lawsuits coming towards the Biden administration?
Well, the states are doing that right now. They're requiring ID on mail-in ballots. And if you require ID on mail-in ballots, and the state and Texas law was even really easy. If you don't have a photocopy of your ID, you simply have to put down, you have to attest that you are who you are, and give the last four of your social security number so they have a way of checking. How simple can it be? Oh my God, no, that's Jim Crow. We haven't had people messing with the vote this bad since the Civil War. Come on. Well, no president should ever talk like that. That's just ridiculous.
Did you watch The Five tonight? And I don't know the guy that was on that took Juan. Okay, well, the one guy that was on tonight where Juan Williams.
Yeah, you know, Ford.
He was complaining about how they need to make, you know, the voting process easier and this and that and everything else. And, you know, it's not easy enough for people to vote. And Jesse Waters, you know, he came right out and said, how much easier can they make it? Like you pointed out, they have 17 days of early voting in one state. You know, they've extended the polls. They do the mail-in ballots. You know, how much easier can they make it for people to vote? You know, they can't. They can't make it any easier.
It was an absolute minimum of 153 hours of early voting. And that's only if they're open for just 9 hours.
Right.
150. Okay, that's 15 hours short of a full week. You know, 24 hours times 7 is 168.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. If you can't get 15 minutes out of 153 hours to go do your vote,
you got a problem.
Yeah. Fuck you. You don't need to vote. Go away. So anyway, So the other big story today, though, is Cuba.
Which I have to tell you, I know nothing about. So this is all because I've been at work all day and I don't know what happened.
Well, they were protesting all weekend. They want freedom. Citizens have been disarmed for 60 years, though, in Cuba. And commies know that those guns would turn on them. But the people have had it with 61 years of communist rot in what was once a thriving, prosperous place. They were turning over cars. They were fighting cops with their bare hands and stuff. Apparently, these people started getting shot recently because things calmed down today. But people were out in the street. They want freedom from the oppressive communist dictatorship of the island. Now, one of the interesting things about the riots in Cuba versus like South Africa, where there's a mess going on right now, is Cuba, there was no looting. Why do you think there's no looting in Cuba, Rick?
I'm trying to think of an actual legitimate answer.
Well, I'll tell you. Because there ain't nothing to loot.
I was going to try and go there, but it just didn't. Yeah.
Right. No, you'd be right. There's nothing to steal. Absolutely nothing to steal. But we've had huge protests in Miami, and there was a pretty big one here in Tampa. And I think it's ironic that Black Lives Matter just said the other day that American flags represent white supremacy and put fear into black folk. Have you noticed all the lefty virtue signaling by kneeling for the anthem here in America? I mean, you know, the women's national soccer team, 9 of the 11 were kneeling for the anthem the other day.
Oh, I thought it was 10 of the 11. I thought only one girl stood.
Okay. Two of them did.
Okay.
And, you know, this kind of, you know, and we talked about the hammer thrower woman, and that bullshit, third place. But what flag was waved in the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, Venezuela, and now Cuba? Ours. They're running around Cuba waving the American flag. Looks like they're running around Hong Kong and Venezuela waving the American flag. Because it represents freedom.
If they want to wave the American flag in Cuba, we will gladly send them Joe Biden and camel toe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wrote the other day, I said, you know, Poland's like the freest country on earth.
Let's go there.
It really is. But there's no beaches in Poland.
So why?
And it's kind of cold. And I've got Florida blood now.
The lost.
So, yeah, I'm thinking though that if Cuba becomes democratic and free, I can leave the becoming socialist America to the becoming democratic Cuba, and I can live really large.
Yeah, but it's a shithole.
Well, you know.
The nicest thing on Cuba is probably Guantanamo Bay.
I can employ a whole bunch of Cubans and get them off to a good start.
Hey, send me some cigars.
Build my new house. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I just thought it was kind of interesting that the American flags that these Americans are all protesting over, the rest of the world would love to live under that flag.
Well, but then when they come here and see that the problems are, I mean, not as extreme as they are in Cuba, but we have all of our own problems too. Are they going to, you know, is the grass greener on the other side? You know, sometimes it's not.
Well, compared to Cuba, it is.
Well, compared to Cuba, yeah. But in some of these other instances,
not to Poland.
Right. But some of these other people that are coming into our country that don't need to come into our country, the grass isn't greener.
I think this waving the American flag and these pro-democracy protests all over the world kind of makes Black Lives Matter's argument null and void. But the media keeps missing that point. They never make that point. You know, yes, because only right-wingers have co-opted the American flag. No, we haven't co-opted it. We're just still proud of it. You know, I've got shirts and mugs and stuff that say, America, fuck yeah. Okay? I'll bet you pajama boys don't have a mug that says America, fuck yeah on it.
But right now, deep in your heart, are you proud of America? Are you a proud American right now with the way our country is and the way things are running and our government? I mean, are you proud,
in a way, because I can do my little part to fix it.
I,
you know, And it's another thing I too. I was talked about this with a friend, a mutual friend of Rick and mine, last week, I guess. And you know, I have the freedom of I don't work for anybody anymore. You know, I'm comfortable. I don't have to worry about if I can eat next week. And I don't have to kiss anybody's ass at work. So I can say what I think without fear of personal pitfalls from retribution. Yeah, I mean, you know, could the NSA crawl my ass? Fine. But, you know, the IRS or whatever. So, yeah, okay, that could happen. But I don't really have to worry. But people who are out there working for a living have to worry about what the hell their boss thinks anymore because of this cancel culture crap. You know, I mean, there's stories that we do on here that because of who Rick works for, Rick just shuts up.
Yeah, I honestly can't. There's a lot of stuff I want to say, but
you can't because really it can get you in trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so and that's where some people are just when they do go over the top on their social media and say something that they shouldn't say and then go, well, I don't understand why I got fired because you ran your fucking mouth. You know, some people do need to just learn to keep their mouth shut, like Rick. He just, you know, lets it go by and doesn't comment. And,
yeah, there hasn't been that many of them, but there's been one or two that he said, I ain't talking about that one, and that's fine. You know, I understand. But he still works for a living for another couple of years anyway.
Well, until I hit the lottery this coming week.
Okay.
I can feel it.
I didn't hit yesterday then?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's today. I don't know. I haven't checked my tickets. I buy tickets every week. I never check.
You know,
in there right now.
Go. Let's stick on this for 1 second with this. Go you ahead. Know, like how Rick has to, you know, be careful with things and people.
A lot of people do.
Well, yeah, and I'm kind of the same way. I mean, I work for a company. I work for a mom and pop company, and you know, I shouldn't say certain things on the internet, yet I do because they understand that I'm not reflecting on the business with what I say. And I think that that's fair. I think in some cases, you know, it is okay that some businesses allow their people to, you know, voice their opinion as long as it's not a racist comment or derogatory or, I mean, people are entitled to their opinion and you shouldn't be told you can't give it by your boss or your corporation. As long as you don't take it too far and say, well, you know, like the N-word or you know, other thing, you know, I have.
But there is certain things the employers can do. And I'll just give you this example. You know, the guy I work for, the big boss, the owner of the company that I was executive vice president of, wanted to know what he could do to influence our 1,000 employees in the elections. And of course he came to me because I was the government affairs expert. And actually that was part of my title too. My title got so damn long. I just dropped that, but I explained to him, I said, you cannot tell them who to vote for.
I was just going to say,
said, but you can, when you have meetings, you can say these issues are important to our company, our company's well-being, and are helpful to our profitability. And if you give a shit about the company that's paying you well above average wages, because we did pay our people pretty good, you should care about these issues as well.
But so can you only say that?
I went around. I went around to all the truck stops and I had meetings and I basically told them all the same thing.
But could you then say, so we like the policies of Joe Biden? Or do you just have to say we like these policies and you as the employee have to try to figure out which candidate those policies reflect?
On 2000, it was Bush.
I'm just saying. I mean, are you?
But that's what we did. We talked about policies and
just policy. Okay.
And then you would always have an employee say, well, which presidential candidate represents those things the best? And when they flat out ask you that, you can answer it.
Okay.
But you can't go in there with a big Bush sign behind us and say Kerry sucks or Al Gore's an idiot. you know, you can't
or do your that. Or your MAGA shirt.
No, well, yeah, but I mean, I've been going for that company since 2004.
So I just
that's when we sold it. Anyway, what else do I got here? Oh, our new segment: how fast can you backtrack when you're caught? In this segment, we have Mr. Sippy Cup's other appearance today, where he calls for hiring more police and cracking down on illegal guns to combat crime. Well, that's a start, I guess. But what cracks me up is when he welcomed the attendees and the attorney general, and there's no one size fits all approach, he says.
But don't most.
Yeah, don't tolerate crime. That one works. That one works there, Joe.
Aren't most of the Democratic people, though, for defunding the police?
Well, they realize how stupid that is now.
Okay.
Okay. That's another issue that's about 80-some percent against them. And they humped it for a year and a half. So now they're back. That's why this segment is, how fast can you backtrack?
Okay. So they're done with this. They want their walls. They want their cops. They want their security.
Yeah, but he told state and local officials they need to put more police officers on the beat, and he urged the use of the American Rescue Plan funding to hire more law enforcement officers, which basically means using the COVID money they didn't have to spend to bring them back to above pandemic levels. But the strategy will fund other vital services like mental health and substance abuse programs. And job training and summer jobs. Yeah, okay, yeah, breaking rocks in prison's a summer job, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the first thing he talked about was gun dealers. Wants to go off after gun dealers. They've got this task force from the Department of Justice that created 5 new strike forces to crack down on illegal gun trafficking that supply weapons to cities of New York and the Bay Area. You notice he didn't mention Chicago. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, update on Chicago, guys. Last week was a long weekend because of the holiday. But this weekend, normal weekend, 40 shot down from 108. Last weekend, there were 17 killed out of 108. This week, apparently, their accuracy increased because 11 were dead out of 40. And you remember when... I've got this in my notes. Let me go back. Beetlejuice. You know, the mayor of Chicago?
Lori.
Yeah. Rogue gun dealers. That was the first thing he mentioned. Yeah, he didn't mention poor education. He didn't mention drugs at freely flow across the open border. Blah, 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 speech impediment. He didn't mention single parent households. He didn't mention district attorneys that free violent offenders all the time. And then this week he got together with Beetlejuice and the same mayor of the most violent city in America that turned down Trump's offer for federal assistance to combat crime and gangs, saying it was a stunt and she and Governor Fatboy Pritzker from Illinois could handle it. Well, Friday, she begged the big guy for federal help. So basically, it's another instance of politics over your constituents. That is not the way to lead. That's not doing what's right for America. And see, that's the problem with the Democrats in general. It's party before country.
It's money before country.
Yeah. You know, well, party, it's same, yeah, pretty much the same difference. But yeah, fair point. Now, we got a stupid criminal this week. And Slim found this one. Where's he from, Slim?
Coral Gables, Florida.
Of course he's from Florida.
Poor Florida.
This guy's just a dumbass.
This definitely fits the definition of a stupid criminal. A man in Coral Gables was arrested after he spotted 2 officers sitting at a table. And he decided he'd show off his gun. Happened on a week ago. The man identified as Manning Dewan Coney Jr.
Dumbass.
Yeah, dumbass for short. He's seen sitting at a table next to the officers. He then puts a loaded gun on the table, pointing right at them.
How did
the officers quickly reacted, secured the loaded firearm, and took the dumbass into custody. The dumbass stated that he wanted to, quote, show the officers they weren't the only ones with power.
Yeah, well, now he's going to be visiting Bubba.
Bubba.
Yeah. So he's in custody. He's facing multiple charges, including carrying a concealed weapon without a license.
Brandishing a handgun.
towards Leo's law enforcement officers. I mean, this is the shit that happens when people aren't taught. And by this, I mean, you know, the BLM crowd. They aren't taught to respect law enforcement officers. And yeah, there's some bad ones. I know that. I'm not naive. You know, I have no problem with that asshole in Minnesota getting convicted. He, you know, your job as a law enforcement officer is to do no harm.
You know,
he didn't help Floyd. He could have helped Floyd.
Right. And people sometimes forget, too, there's bad doctors, there's bad lawyers, there's bad school teachers, there's bad everybody. It's not just police officers. There's bad everybody. And that's something we're forgetting, because we're always labeling there's bad police officers, but we don't look at any of the other, you know, professions and point out any of the bad people there.
So this doesn't make you a man to point a weapon at the police to demonstrate your power. It just shows how dumb you actually are. So to dumbass, who's got the long name, I don't want to say again, enjoy your jail time. And helpful tip from Off the Hook Radio, don't pick up the soap.
Yeah, because Bubba's got the power now.
Bubba's. Yeah, this asshole, he was like, I watched the video. He was like on his phone. He walked around. He saw the cops. He decided to sit down behind him. And the first thing he did is reach in and put his gun on the table, pointing right at him.
I mean, what did he think was going to happen? I mean, did they think they were just going to be like, hey, cool gun, have a nice day, and walk out the door with their donuts? I mean.
Anyway. Now, this story, I guess we'll do this quickly, but it seems if you're a pajama boy progressive, good luck finding a mate, even one that agrees with your naive opinion. Yes, indeed, women want men who at least act conservative. From the Daily News, talking about this guy, Mark, who's a catch by many New York City standards, good-looking, highly educated, talented photographer. He's progressive and participates in protests and gives to left-leaning causes. And he's looking for love. He wants to get married and have children.
Fuck them up.
So in a liberal city like New York, swimming with single women wishing they weren't, one could assume Mark wouldn't have a problem finding a mate. And while he dates and recently had a couple of short-lived relationships, Mark remains single, and he's trying to understand why. I'm really open-minded. I'm cool about gender stuff on dates, but I always feel like I'm walking on eggshells. If I pay for dinner, it signals I don't value my date as an equal, so I'm super casual about it all. If she wants to pay or split it or whatever, that's fine with me. Well, the reporter told Mark, despite his best intentions, his egalitarian dating style could be the problem. He's holding him back. While some women balk at any hint of traditional male gender behavior, more women lament the loss of chivalry. It's and this is a female reporter. She finds it attractive when a man plans out the first few dates and knowingly walks curbside when they're together. It signals he wants to protect me from passing traffic or errant puddle splashes. When I was a kid, my mom always told me to walk curbside, but I assumed my generation of women would think it's too old-fashioned, Mark told me. Now I'm so confused. But women wanted to feel protected and looked after, and that's built into the DNA, says the reporter. Oh, actually, an evolutionary psychologist said that to her. It's a mismatch between what progressive women say they want and what they actually respond to. Women's instinctive mate preferences have evolved for hundreds of thousands of years for guys who are competent, strong, good providers, good protectors, and happy with a sexual division of labor. Women want decisive men who are also compassionate and thoughtful. So basically, if you're a pajama boy, you're screwed. Women want manly men.
No, women want a man with a bankroll.
Not all of them. Well, they all say they don't. But yeah, you're probably
they do.
They do. So a lot, many of them do. So let's talk about kids.
All right, I got two of them. So
because this liberal pussy ain't gonna have any anywhere anytime soon. It looks like Slim's got two youngins. So I want to want his happening dad take on these next two stories.
All right, what do you got?
First one: California schools to require masks for fall classes despite CDC guidance.
This is a tough one because I think that any child who's vaccinated should not have to wear a mask to school. But I know that they're saying that the kids can't get this, but who knows? I mean, some of the variants, they might. I think that the kids that aren't vaccinated should still wear masks. I mean, I know that there's going to be – I still wear masks into certain stores, and I'm vaccinated. I wear my mask into Walmart. I mean, there's no way in hell I'm going to Walmart without a mask. So, I mean, I'm not totally – yeah. But I other stores I don't. I mean,
Rick, when's the last time you wore a mask?
Oh, let's see. 3 months ago, maybe. I mean, you know, constantly. I'm at work. You know, at work I don't.
At work you had to wear it, yeah.
Well, you had to, yeah. Now we don't, and I haven't.
I know parents are pissed about this, and they don't want their kids to wear them.
I was up in the People's Republic of Pennsylvania briefly because there were some places that still insisted on it. And they pissed me off, but the one place I had to go into. So, but masking is a simple and effective intervention that doesn't interfere with offering full in-person instruction. Yeah, it just makes the kids breathe CO2 all fucking day, and they get lightheaded, and they don't have any idea what you're saying in the afternoon. It's bullshit.
I still believe it. You can smell a fart through a mask, a virus can get through.
And how much is it going to protect you anyway? It doesn't. I mean, what was Fauci talking about? Two or three masks is better.
The only thing I would grant to them is if, you know, the person with the mask sneezes, you're not going to get sprayed with all the, you know, with his, you know, his spray.
Well, the CDC says kids don't need to wear masks. Just do social distancing in the schools. That's it. California says, nope, we know better than the CDC. We're going to make all our kids wear masks for the entire school year next year. I mean, come on.
Well, look at the amount of kids in California schools versus the amount of kids in a North Dakota school. You have to also look at that population density. And I know, I understand this is just, it's California. Nobody else is doing this. And it's because it's a Democratic state and it, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, look at some of the other reasonings behind it too. Population density. Don't be surprised one bit if New York City does the same thing, because there's so many kids. I mean, these schools have 2,000 and 3,000 and 4,000 kids in them. You know,
there's no kids that die from COVID unless they got some kind of underlying thing.
But it's not the point. Isn't the kid dying from COVID? It's the kid getting COVID and taking it to somebody else that's not vaccinated and giving it to them. So yeah. If you have a whole school of 2,000 or 3,000 kids that are not vaccinated and not wearing masks, they're taking the virus other places and infecting other people.
All the stuff I read about how this affects kids breathing. I watched the girl. They made him wear masks running track, and this girl was. She won the 400 meters and passed out at the end of it. She just wasn't breathing. She got all dizzy and she fell. Fortunately, she fell across the finish line. She still won. But I mean, it's just bullshit.
On the track. That's just stupid. That's stupid.
That's all that was in California.
Hey guys,
that part's stupid.
At Disney, they don't call it social distancing.
What do they call it?
I don't know. Maybe because it sounds like an oxymoron, social together and distancing apart. So they actually call it, with signs, they call it a physical distancing. You never hear social distancing at Disney. It's always physical distancing.
Well, somebody has a brain in their head.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're right. Social distancing is like military intelligence. Yeah,
like major, minor. I mean, social is together and distancing is apart, so.
Somebody fucked up there.
All right. Well, here's the other story, Slim. I need your take on Chicago. Okay, Chicago schools will now provide free condoms to fifth graders under a new policy. Sex Education Chicago schools taking a unique turn, with schools in the city slated to provide condoms to children in fifth grade come the start of the new school year.
Well, I have a daughter who's 12. She's in sixth grade. She has somebody in her class that's actually pregnant. These kids are having sex at this age. Am I going to be happy when my daughter comes home with condoms from the nurse's office? And I'm probably going to go fucking nuts. But in the same sense, they need to be doing this because these kids are having sex. I mean, they are. And if they want to make sure they're not having babies, they got to be handing out the condoms. I'm sorry. I'm going to be pissed when she comes home with them, and I'm going to be calling the school all mad. But in the same sense, these kids are doing it, and they're not going to, at 12 years old, are they going to walk into a drugstore and buy condoms? No. No. So they're not. They're absolutely not. They're going to hope maybe they can put their 50 cents in one of those gas station machines and get one. But then they got to get to a gas station. So, yes, this is a good move, but yes, it is going to piss parents off.
All right. But so as a parent, you have a reasonable argument to make.
Yeah. But again, I don't want the second my daughter comes home with the condoms in her bag, then I have to automatically assume, she's thinking about those things. And that's not something you want to think about with your 12-year-old daughter. But I am glad that they're being proactive instead of, reactive at this point.
I would just ask my 12-year-old daughter if she wants to be responsible for the death of a young man.
There you go.
I know a few people that think like that.
Yeah. I think most dads are like that. My daughter's 27, so I don't have to worry about it. But anyway. Now, a lot of you people, I just want to mention this before we get to the close. But many of you saw my Facebook pic the other day with number 44, Barack Hussein Obama. Sorta. It was at the casino. Gentleman's real name is Luis Ortiz. Nice guy. Decent poker player. He doesn't suck. Not great, but he's not bad. And this guy woke up and realized he looks just like the most powerful man in the world 13 years ago. And he got hired by an agency. He was down on his luck, 40-something Puerto Rican resident in the Bronx. And he is a dead ringer for Barack Obama. If anybody's seen the picture,
he is.
Oh yeah.
Dead ringer.
He's a little shorter though. I think Obama's like 6'1" and I'm 6 foot and Louis is a little shorter than me. But other than that, I mean the build, he's got the same slim build and everything. So with visions of finally living the American dream, the charismatic Ortiz launched a complete makeover. He donned a trademark Obama suit, adapted his mannerism, mimics his voice, and he stepped out in the street as a presidential impersonator and was hired by a casting agent and with a gang of other political impersonators, including a Bill Clinton and a Mitt Romney, and they hit the road during the run-up to the 2012 presidential election. They did satirical debates for mostly Republican conventions, which is against Ortiz's political beliefs. He is a liberal. That's fine. But this guy struggled to make ends meet, and overnight he had a real job that paid real money. He was in demand. I'm not going to repeat the stories you told me because I want to watch his documentary, but if you guys want to learn more about him, the documentary is called Bronx Obama. It's available on Showtime on demand. And I found it on a website because I didn't want to spend $20 from wait for Amazon to send it to me. There's a website called Just Watch, JustWatch, justwatch.com, where you can stream it for free. And Thursday will be the day I will watch that. And then he and I are friends on Instagram now, and then we'll talk. But I'd like to have him on and hear his story. It's fascinating.
It is. Yeah. Have you seen any of the YouTube videos on him?
Yeah, I that is where I had seen him before.
Yeah.
in YouTube videos. And I was like sitting there across from this guy playing poker for like an hour, and then it suddenly dawned on me. That dude looks just like Obama.
Almost had to remind
and
you.
He had a little card in front of him, and I saw the name Obama on the little card. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to talk politics with this guy. And then I realized there's another word on there. It says Bronx Obama. Well, Obama's not from the Bronx. He's from Kenya or Hawaii. So we started talking, and then I got done playing cash, and I went to play the tournament and stuff, and he came down when just as I was going on break and saw I was doing pretty good. He says, yeah, I see you were kidding. You're a tournament guy. I said, yeah, I like playing tournaments. I said, you know what? You're here now. I said, let's get a picture together. I said, this will drive all my conservative friends nuts. He says, awesome. So we got somebody else take a picture of us, and we go on from there. So it's interesting to me. Yeah, and, you know, we do this show for me. So, you know, we're going to have them on.
Zip, what's the name of that website, the streaming website?
Justwatch.com.
And we just got kicked off every streaming platform, but that's okay.
It's called Bronx, or you can Google Bronx Obama. Where can I stream Bronx Obama for free? That's actually what I ended up doing, and that's how I got justwatch.com. So anyway, that just to explain that picture, because I got a lot of reaction to that picture. They were like, people were like, what the hell is Zip doing? Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you look closer at his picture, I don't think Obama would wear a really nice gold pot leaf around his chest.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
Maybe I mean, now.
We know now. He smokes it, but.
Oh, the Kenyan weed.
So. you want to do zone out?
Sure. Man, we got another bad thunderstorm coming through. All right, don't forget, download our app, Zone Out Radio. It is in the Google and App Store. You can listen to us on Tuesdays when American Idol's on. It's not right now, but when it is, you can listen to that as well. We got commercial-free music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week when we're not live.
So all our podcasts.
Yep, there you go. Our interviews with American Idol contestants.
Most of our interviews, the ones we didn't lose to the Ethernet.
Yeah, so...
How many interviews do we have on there?
I don't know. There's like 12, 10 or 12 out there.
Well, we've saved a good chunk of them then.
There's quite a few. So, okay. Yeah, download the app, Zone Out Radio. And that's all I got. We'll be here next week. So what are you closing with?
Well, I asked Capitol Hill Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd what song we should use to close with tonight. And he did not respond. Oh. I would also point out that neither could Ashley Babbitt. I'm going to mention this mother effer for every friggin' show. I don't care. So I have chosen Queen's I Want to Break Free, and I dedicate it to the oppressed people of Cuba. Good luck to you guys. Good night.
Good night. Good
night.
I want to break free. Falling
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.